Hi, my name is Kay Rowan, and I'll be interviewing Cassandra Rowan. Today we are talking about life-changing events. Please join us as we discuss one of the most life-changing events for Cassandra Rowan. Do you have a life-changing moment?
I do. I have a few.
Would you share one with us?
I would love to. I would say one of my life-changing moments was when I made a decision to move cross-country from Arkansas all the way out to Seattle, Washington.
Was that hard for you, or?
It was, because I was moving to a brand new place. I knew no one but my then boyfriend, and I had $200 in the bank, and I had to figure out how to get a job, how to find a place to live, and how to start earning a living. So it was quite life-changing.
How old were you when you moved?
Oh, goodness. I would have been probably 24 when I moved out to Seattle.
All right, keep going.
And I still remember, because I moved out right before Thanksgiving. So not only was I in a new place, I was spending one of my favorite holidays away from my family. So it was quite a shock.
Where did you work? How long did it take you to find a job once you moved?
Well, it took me about 2 months. So I moved out at the beginning of November. I drove cross country. I drove up to Minnesota, and then across the Dakotas and Montana and Idaho. And I moved in with my boyfriend's parents at the time, and I was then sending out resumes and interviewing for 2 months. I finally got a job right after Christmas, and I started work on January 5th, 1998. One of the reasons it was so life-changing is because Arkansas was extremely conservative, very Republican, very much a boys' club. And I knew that I didn't want to stay there. So I knew that I wanted to go somewhere that was more progressive, where I knew that I would be able to sort of grow in my career, because to me, I wanted a career and a family, not just a family.
What did you have a career in?
Well, my career is in architecture, and I started out I had probably 2.5 years where I was just working odd jobs outside once I'd graduated from college. And then when I got out here, I was hired on by a pretty well-known international architecture firm called Callison.
How long have you been working on Callison?
Oh, my goodness. I have been there 18 and a half years. So it's been a good run for sure.
Has there been anybody who's been there longer than you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I work with a man. His name is Bob Asahara. And it's quite funny, because if you break his name up differently, you can almost turn it. It goes to Boba in the Sahara, and you can turn that into Boba Fett. But that's not part of our story. He's been there for 34 years. I was 9 years old when he started at Callison. That's a long time ago.
Did your parents approve of you moving to Washington?
They were nervous, but they were supportive. And once I got out here and I got a job, they helped me get into my first apartment so that it wouldn't be so hard for me to get started. So I will forever be grateful that they helped me sort of get my first start.
Well, thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Kay Rowan. Today I was talking with Cassandra Rowan about life-changing events. This radio project was produced during the Summer Arts Radio Storytelling class. It was made possible with the partnership between the Kodiak Arts Council and KMXT Public Radio.